Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
7:14, Tommy Tucker, WWL, proud Shaw alum, as is Pat Connick and so many others. I can't even think of the names right now. People that we talked to, Freddie King, city council member. And Shaw is going to take on E.D. White for the state championship tomorrow in the Superdome. And Hank Tierney has one heck of a story, and he's a friend. And one of these days, Hank, I'm going to take you up on the offer to go break down film with you because I love the game and I love to learn about it, and you're the guy to teach me. How you doing, Coach Tierney?
I'm doing very good, Tom. How are you, sir? I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Let me tell you, I was talking to some friends on Facebook from way back in the day, and I thought about breaking out the Letterman's jacket for tomorrow, but I feel as though it'd be stolen valor because I'm not sure any of us could hit the field today with the teams that you have. Tell me about how, in the years that you've been coaching, how it's changed, Hank.
Well, you know, as you know, you play for Coach Joe Zimmerman, and I broke in as an assistant under him. And, you know, it was just a different time and a different game, you know. No water on a practice field.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not a lot of guys on the team. A lot of guys going both ways. You know, it was completely different. Now, you know, we have 104 players on the varsity team. You know, no one goes both ways. There's water on the field after every 10-minute period. You know, it's a whole different era of football. It's, I guess, and I also want to point out, it's a lot safer for sure.
Yeah. Tell me about how you go about rebuilding a program when you're very successful. Cheryl, tell me your story. I want to know how you got into coaching because you really are a fascinating individual. You graduated from college. You played football. What's your story?
Okay, I went my first job out of college, I went to St. Joseph's in Gretna, which I'm sure you're familiar with, a little grammar school. And I just needed a job. I needed money like everyone else.
So wait, hang on a second. You played college football or not?
Oh, no. Okay. No, when I graduated from college, I went to St. Joseph's in Gretna as a coach.
Okay.
And that's when I met Joe Zimmerman.
Okay.
And Joe would put on those eighth grade basketball tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought my St. Joseph team there and I met him and we struck up a relationship. And he kept telling me he was going to hire me. So in 1977, a job opened in January and I went there. And my first year, I had the fortune of coaching a team that John Forkey was a quarterback.
Mm.
And as you remember, one of the best teams in Shaw history.
Yep.
You know, so I broke in under those guys and watching Sidney Goodger and Angelo Provenzano and all them guys play for the school. It was a very tough game in South Lafourche, you know, around three of the playoffs. And then from there, I just stayed with Coach Z from 1977 to 1983. And then he left and went to De La Salle, and I was fortunate enough to get the job. And I stayed there from 1983 to 2001 when we parted ways. And I was kind of set packing, you know, by Shaw. When I left Shaw in 2001, I went to West Jefferson for 6 years. Took a lot of my coaches from Shaw with me to West Jefferson. And then stayed at West Jefferson 6 years. They had some really good teams at West Jefferson. My wife decided that she was worried about hurricanes and everything else. And like a lot of people, she wanted to move across the lake. So we moved to Ponchatoula, and I went to Ponchatoula as an assistant coach, working under a guy who used to be my assistant at Shaw by the name of Mike Biamonte. And Mike Biamonte is now back as my assistant at Shaw, mm-hmm, as my offensive line coach. So it's been a vicious circle there, just a circle of events. So I actually retired from Ponchatoula in 2021, my last Ponchatoula team played for and lost to Zachary in the state championship game, and I officially retired. I had 20 years in the public school system, 25 years at Shaw, and I was done, basically, you know, and then kind of laid on my couch. A whole number of things happened kind of at the same time, and Father Steve Ryan, who was the principal of the high school, offered me the job in January, and I really didn't want to take it. Kind of thought about it for a long time. I had coached for a long, long time, and I kind of was done. But, you know, he kept calling. He was pretty relentless, and I know you've met Father Steve. He's a dynamic man, and he has brought the school back, you know, in a big way. So he kind of got me thinking about it. I was able to bring in some of my former assistants, three who coached with me at Shaw 25 years ago. And we just went in and, you know, rolled our sleeves up and went to work and you know, have had a lot of success, probably faster than I thought we would. I thought, you know, we could rebuild the program just through, you know, a lot of hard work and a lot of discipline and putting the time in and, you know, getting to just work with the kids. And it kind of fell into place. I mean, I guess sometimes you hope things go a certain way, and they do. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. Our first year, we won the district championship and then got to the quarterfinals. Lost to a very good Terrell's Catholic team. Last year, we won a district championship and got to the semifinals and lost to a very good St. Thomas More team. So we're kind of on the right progression. We won a district championship again, and now we're in the state championship game tomorrow at noon against another very good team in E.D. White out of Thibodeau.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I guarantee you that in the Dome as well, a lot of alum. But when we take a break, Hank, I want to talk about, and, you know, I've talked to you personally about wanting to sit down with you, and you invited me whenever I want to. Not now, of course, because you're a little bit busy with the game preparation, but to watch film and break it down and learn about the game. I just want to know, how does a guy like you reach the really highest level in high school football? And obviously, you make a difference. You are a difference maker because you've proven that. What separates a winner from a coach?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not as successful. And how the hell do you even begin to break down X's and O's and understand how the game works, all right? You can tell me that all
sure,
that when
absolutely.
I come back.
Because I think a lot
of people take it for granted, and it doesn't just happen. Nothing just happens. We're talking to Hank Tierney, head coach at my alma mater, Shaw. They'll be playing E.D. White tomorrow in the Dome at noon for the state championship, 7:20. Traffic now, WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to head coach of Shaw, who's playing for the state championship tomorrow, Hank Tierney. And I appreciate your time, Coach, because I know you got plenty of stuff to do. Obviously, you are a winning coach. Not everybody can coach, I guess. Not everybody can coach and win. How do you even begin to go about developing?
Okay,
developing a winning program.
Okay, Well, you know, I said Coach Z, you play for him. When I came to Shaw in 1977, that first year, Shaw had a great team, won the district championship. What happened, Tommy? He lost all his coaches. Mm-hmm. Every coach left and went and got a better job, so to speak. You know, so I was one of the few guys left. So even though it had only been my first year, he made me the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Well, if you know Joe Zimmerman, you know, he always attacked football with a passion. Mm-hmm. And his philosophy, which I have adopted, is, you know, as high school coaches, we have to teach class. You know, we're teaching class and we're consumed with teaching and things like that all day. So if we're going to start talking football, let's go meet with the college coaches who do it for a living. Mm-hmm. And he taught me that 40 years ago, and I still do that to this day. So that spring when I became the D coordinator, him and I would go all around Louisiana, Southeastern, Nichols, all kinds of places, and meet with college football coaches. And his deal was they do it all day. That's their livelihood. They stay on the cutting edge of the game. Let's try to learn from the guys that really do it well. So I have adopted that philosophy. So I worked for me in defense, and then when I got the head coaching job in 1983, I was fascinated with the Veer offense. And that's what Shaw ran with John Forkey, right, the split back Veer, and ran it probably as good as any team in Louisiana. Well, you remember a guy by the name of Matt Brown. He was the head coach at Tulane, And I had a guy by the name of Mickey Joseph, who Mac Brown was extremely interested in recruiting. So we put the split back there in, and Mac was more than happy to give us hours and hours of his time, along with his OC, a guy by the name of Daryl Moody. They spent a tremendous amount of time with me and my young coaching staff helping us implement the split back Vera Shaw. And, you know, they would come back then, the rules were different. I mean, they would come to practice and they would come on the field, and we would spend hours and hours with it, and they'd give us tapes. So that's kind of been my philosophy. You know, learn from guys that do it for a living and do it well, and then try to adopt those principles to what you can do in high school. Obviously, you don't have the time, you don't have the amount of hours and the resources that the college guys have, but if you can just learn the principles of what they do successfully and implement it into your own program, then you know it can, you can be successful. And what Joe Z taught me more than anything, the number one thing of a million things that he taught me, the biggest thing he taught me was be organized. Go on the practice field with a plan. Don't waste 10 seconds on the field. Don't have no one standing around. Go from drill to drill. Go from team period to team period and organize all of that before you get on the field. So when you get on the field, the 2 hours you have those young men, you don't waste any time. And I'm telling you, that is the number one thing that I have implemented in all the places I've been. Number one, try to have a complete mastery of what you're trying to implement, and to be organized so that when you meet with your kids and you practice with your kids and your coaches, then you're getting it done in terms of putting the amount of time in without wasting time to reach your goals. Coach, and that's really, you know, my secret, you know?
We're out of time. Good luck to you tomorrow, man. I'll be there. And look, I'm going to take you up on your offer in the off season. You could teach me some football with the watch.
Man,
the
we go eat at a good West Bank eating place, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's
Thank
on
you very
me.
Much for having
Dinner's
me.
On me. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you, Tom.
Go Eagles.
You
betcha. All right, man. 7:30, time for WWL First News.